Does your heart skip a beat at the thought of getting to spend time in the woods or perhaps on the water? Why not join us for the next 30 minutes as together we'll discover how both professional and amateur outdoorsmen share their times on the trail to adventure with others. You'll become equipped to use your outdoor times to help others to come to know their Creator God. Here now is the host of God's Great Outdoors, Jerry Calouette.
Well, all right, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors, and we're in Ludlow Falls, Ohio, just north up the road from where I live in West Milton, Ohio. And there's an event going on here right now for the leadership of the people that are involved with Christian Bowhunters of America, looking at how they can use the interest in the activities of archery, bow hunting, and those types of related activities in getting into the lives of people in their own personal circles of influence. There's folks here from an assortment of areas across the country, different states, maybe even the state of confusion. But right now, we're with an individual who has been on the program a number of times. He was actually, I believe, God-inspired to start the ministry of Christian Bowhunters of America. And great to be able to be with him again and see him. And that's Dave Roos. Dave, welcome back to God's Great Outdoors.
It's good to be here, Jerry. Just great that God is faithful to us and that your ministry is also being very blessed.
Well, most definitely, and we'll give him the glory because it's hard to believe I'm doing what I'm doing. And the fact that we're trying to encourage Christians to use whatever it is they do in the outdoors, and more than half the nation's population does some kind of outdoor recreation. And we're not talking golf, tennis, softball. We're talking something that puts them in direct contact with the creatures and what God has spoken into existence. Dave, why don't you take us back to the year that God laid on your heart this idea for Christian Bowhunters of America, maybe your involvement even before this took place, and the fact that from that, a ministry got started that has really had an impact around the world. I know at one time there was a chapter in Australia, and there could be other places that folks have been influenced by the ministry of Christian Bowhunters and used their love of archery and bow hunting to have an impact in the lives of people in their own personal life.
Well, Jerry, thank you. We're here in Ohio to do a leadership conference with some of our chapter leaders. And I have shared with them some of the quite humble beginnings of Christian Bowhunters of America. But it all begins with calling and a passion to serve Jesus Christ. And I believe that that is the thing that keeps us going in any kind of ministry, whether it is known nationally or it's just a local entity like a local church. That calling, that passion is what keeps us going in the most difficult time. Christian Bowhunters, talking about the beginnings, was started back in 1984 when we became incorporated in the state of Michigan. And it was the outcome of one of the worst experiences as a pastor that I have ever experienced in my life. And because of those disappointments and difficulties, Christian Bowhunters came into being through a process of events and open doors. And I am just so humbled and pleased to realize the far-reaching extent of that pebble, or if you please, that arrow that was placed in the target of life.
Well, what you're telling me is, as the scripture says, all things working together for good to those that love him and are called according to his purpose. That actually, because of those difficulties, was the manifestation of a ministry today that took you, let's say, outside the church and into God's creation.
Absolutely. And of course, CBA is that kind of friendship, a focused ministry where it is outside the four walls of the church. And in our attempt and passion is to help equip people to just be, if you please, a little Jesus in their world. I was sharing with the folks here yesterday that the Bible tells us we are to be candle holders. Lift that light, the light of Christ, up before men. And you can make all kinds of analogies with that. But the whole truth of the matter is that we have a task to do, and Jesus has the power to enable us to do it effectively to his honor and glory.
There's more to this, and we want to look at that. But in the midst of us going afield, sometimes God blesses us with winding up being able to harvest something. Sometimes we make the blunder, like in the book Hunting Blunders and the one that got away that I wrote, that we don't bring home the bacon, if you will, but got some venison, and that smells so good when it's cooking, and especially if it is wrapped in bacon, perhaps, and cooking on the grill. And that's reminding me that my wife Cindy is standing by to share today's recipe. Folks, send in those recipes, how you're preparing that wild game, fish, or plant you're harvesting. Let us know who it is you're spending time with in the outdoors. And for that recipe, you'll get a copy of Steve Chapman's book, Outdoor Insights. They're autographed. We'll be right back after Cindy shares this.
Now, friends, if you are looking for some of the best wild game and fish recipes to savor the experience of your family's time afield or stream, we've got the cookbook for you. Steve Chapman, author of A Look at Life from a Deer Stand, and his wife Annie have teamed up to write The Hunter's Cookbook. This book is packed with over 200 recipes to turn wild meats and fish into mouth-watering meals. Also scattered amongst the pages are Steve's family's hunting and fishing stories to read while cooking, and Steve Chapman's hand-sketched drawings to complement the stories and recipes too. The Hunter's Cookbook by Steve and Annie Chapman is on our website store at ggoutdoors.org, or call us here at 937-698-3656 to order over the phone. And would you please like us on Facebook at God's Great Outdoors Radio? Remember Genesis 9:3. Everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything.
We're back, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors, talking about Christian Bowhunters of America here in Ludlow Falls, Ohio, with the founder, Dave Roos. Dave, you're up from Adam, Michigan, and this is where God laid this idea of starting this ministry on your heart, going through a situation in your church where sometimes we can't even believe some of the things that we're going through, and yet the idea that you still wanted to see men, women, and children come to Christ despite the adversities that we might go through, that has to be what we call the Great Commission and has to be paramount in our life.
Yes, I mentioned earlier, and I'll just repeat again, that our calling, just as the disciples are called by Christ, is the great thing that holds us steady during any difficulty that we experience in life. You know, and that great commission that Jesus gave to all believers is still the same as it was back when he shared with the 12. In Matthew 10:7, Jesus said that we, as we were to go, we were to preach. That simply means that we are announcing. We are to announce what Jesus has come to do for the world. And the rest of that verse says, what are we to say? We are to talk about the coming kingdom of God. And of course, that's an important truth that we all need to share, because we live in a world that is pretty dark and hopeless. We're candle holders to hold the light of Christ up before men so that they might see our Christ.
Well, talking about the dark world we live in, started this ministry in 1984. We've had a lot of changes in our world, in our society, here in the U.S. And in some cases, I believe that maybe it's always been like that. You could shine some light into what I'm going to share here, but it seems that Christians are more disconnected from the mission, the church, and more focused on what's in their lives than that need for carrying out that great commission.
Yes, sin has always been sin. That started in the Garden of Eden. But I think at least what comes to my mind from the Word of God is Paul paints a very clear picture of what is happening not only then but now in the world in Romans chapter 1, when people are serving their own human interests and the godlessness of man, the humanistic philosophies of the present day world are just going straight up, so to speak. I would not say sin is any different than it ever has been, but the magnitude of it, the volume of it, just seems to be totally overwhelming. And the church is being affected by that, the organized church. John talks to us in the Revelation about the Laodicean church, and that's the church that's lukewarm. It's neither hot nor cold. And what does God do with that kind of people? Well, he spits them out. That's pretty vivid language that Jesus uses there. And so the challenge for us, whether church or organizations like Christian Bowhunters or God's Great Outdoors, is that we recognize the challenges of our sinful world and that we seek the face of God to be more than lukewarm in our world. And that's our calling. That's our reason for existence. I just can't emphasize that more.
Well, certainly that kind of brings into what I was talking about, and we can look at the need that we have around us, the urgency of the times, and be considering the fact that we have that Great Commission, and we need to be about the business of what Jesus Christ has called us to be. We're going to take one more break, and we'll be back.
For 23 years now, this radio broadcast and the ministry of God's Great Outdoors has been made possible because of financial help from people like you, our listeners. And the Lord only knows who together we have helped.
The program is also brought to you by Antler King, the leader in wildlife nutrition products, bigger bucks, healthier deer, plus Matthews Archery and their all-new Engaged Grip Vertex bow. Plus, Mission Archery with a revolutionary technology and design that provides a maximum crossbow experience. And by Three Rivers Archery, mail-order archery products. And Hunter Safety System, saving lives is what we do. Plus, Bucks Unlimited, a real estate company, offering both land purchase and management services in several Midwestern states.
What if there was a recreational ministry that targeted all students, regardless of age or physical ability? Well, there is. Center Shot Ministries is an archery program that shares the love of Christ while teaching the fundamentals of target archery. This is a proven and successful archery instruction that can even be done inside your church. Center Shot engages the students for Christ and develops their skills in archery. Check out their website at centershotministries.org or call 920-634-5978.
Christian Bowhunters of America, exalting Jesus Christ as Creator, Lord, and Savior, locally, nationally, and internationally. For membership information and to see how you can get involved, go to their website at christianbowhunters.org or call toll-free at 877-912-5724. That's 877-912-5724.
We're back, Jerry Calluet, God's Great Outdoors, and again here in Ludlow Falls, Ohio, just down the road a little bit from where we live in West Milton. There's an event going on here with Christian Bowhunters of America. It's a leadership conference, and we're with Dave Roos, the founder of Christian Bowhunters. Dave, we do these conferences on doing outdoor ministry, and we called them pastor and lay leader events for a period of time. That was kind of a subtitle, and got a call like a week or so after we did one and saying, I didn't come to your event because I'm not actually a lay leader. And I was like, are you kidding me? I said, anybody that gets their backside up out of the pew and starts working to bring someone to Christ becomes a leader. And I think that needs to be the point that we need to be. You know, we ask folks, if you died today, do you have the certainty that you'd be able to stand in the presence of God and come into the kingdom? Well, I guess the question would be to the Christians, do you have the certainty that Jesus is going to say to you, well done, my good and faithful servant?
The great commission that Jesus gave to his disciples does not concern itself with quote-unquote leaders or ordained ministers or the likes. It is for everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior of the world. I was sharing with the folks yesterday about the Matthew account of the 5, 2, and 1 talent guys that Jesus spoke of in the parable there in Matthew. My definition, Jerry, of a talent is, at least the beginnings of it, that if you're warm and if you're breathing, that's the beginning of what Jesus needs to do service to him. And there's a lot of Christians out there who need to understand that being a recipient of the grace of God means that they also have responsibility to share what they've experienced. The power of testimony is just surreal. And, you know, that's what changed the world through the first 12 was the power of their testimony. And the only thing we have any different than they have is some more time. And so I would say to those that are listening in your audience is that we need to get up and get going and start telling and announcing what Jesus told us to announce, that time is short, he's coming again, and we've still got a job to do, and it doesn't make any difference the color of our skin or the talent we have, we need to use it.
So assuming, Dave, that tomorrow, Sunday, your message is going to be sharing with all of those that are attending here that we have a privilege and an opportunity and that mandate from the Lord Jesus Christ to carry out the Great Commission, that I would assume there's going to be that challenge to encourage them in the face of disappointments and struggles and difficulties. Let's keep on keeping on running that good race and fighting that good fight.
Well, tomorrow morning, I'm going to share about when he comes again. And the whole biblical truth of that is Jesus came once. Thank the Lord, because he provided for us the gospel, according to Paul's words there in Romans. But we are to be up and at it, because he's going to come again. And that puts an urgency, it really does, in my heart and life. And I would just love the folks that have gathered here at Ludlow to go understanding we may never have a time to gather again because Jesus is coming, and being time is short, we need to really do what he asks of us.
Well, amen. And that would be the message to those listening as well, is the fact that there's someone in their life that they can share Christ with, might wind up they won't like it, could be yelled at, cussed at, all kinds of things can take place. But this time next year, those people may not be alive anymore. So make the most of each opportunity. And thank you for the opportunity breaking away from what's going on here. I knew you were in the middle of a deep session when I came and got you. And the fact of the matter is your willingness is always a blessing to share with all the listeners here on God's Great Outdoors. You've been a dear friend to Cindy and I and the ministry as well. Thanks, Dave.
Well, thank you, Jerry, and it's good to be with you. And again, God bless you and Cindy and your ministry. God's Great Outdoors.
Now, friends, if you'd like to know more about Christian Bowhunters of America, you can go to their website, which is christianbowhunters.org, or you can call them if you don't have internet access at area code
877-912-5724. Again, that's 877-912-5724.
I hope in some way that this program, if God has been laying on your heart the need to get active in reaching men, women, and children who love spending time in God's creation, actually who just need Jesus, because you don't have to just do it through an outdoor outreach event. But if God's been laying something on your heart, maybe it isn't bow hunting, but you do enjoy other outdoor activities. You know, on our website, ggoutdoors.org, we have an assortment of ministries that are listed. On our homepage, you'll see a couple of the ministries, go a little bit below it, and you can click on, and it'll take you to the ministry page, and you can see all the different ministries that may be there's one of those that God is directing you toward, so that you will get active at reaching the men, women, and children around you who love spending time in the creation but need the Creator God. I can't tell you how many times I have had folks come up to me and say, I'd like to do something with backpacking, or I'd like to do something with taking four-wheelers like Jeeps into the wilderness. I'm doing that already. Friends, you can be a light in this dark world by carrying the good news with you. And it might turn into a national ministry, but if nothing else, it could be one-on-one with those people who you're spending that time in the outdoors with and getting the chance to share who Jesus Christ is, what he's done in your life, what he can do in the life of those folks that you're being active with as you recreate in the outdoors. Our website, again, ggoutdoors.org, there's an assortment of tracks, books, evangelistic DVDs, tools to help you. That might be something for you to look at. And if you need to talk to somebody about outdoor ministry, why don't you call us 1-877-TALK-GGO. We'd be glad to help you as you get started and maybe pray specifically for some folks you're hoping will come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Be praying about it and get busy heading on down that trail to adventure. All right, now don't go off. We've got more to come.
Here's a My Biggest Hunting Blunder from God's Great Outdoors. The president and founder of Christian Bowhunters of America, David L. Roos, never seems to get too serious about deer hunting until late in October. Yet early one October, Dave and his son decided to hunt the Huron National Forest, which just happens to be right out the back door of his Cadillac, Michigan home. When his son Paul opted to take the spot Dave generally hunts, Dave settled on a tree stand in a location he knew saw mostly doe activity. As he headed to his stand site for the evening hunt, Dave broke from his tradition of not walking on a known deer trail. Dave later remembered, "I did something I never do. I walked a short distance down the deer trail to the tree my stand was in. I never do this. Never." Later, Dave, who wasn't expecting to really see any deer, was called back to reality as movement to his left caught his eye. Dave was awestruck. There, the largest racked buck this seasoned bow hunter had ever seen was coming down the trail he had just walked on. At the very spot I had stepped onto the deer trail, the buck came to full alert and slammed on the brakes. I could see the deer's every muscle tighten. The deer began looking, carefully searching, to find the source of what he knew had walked on his trail. "I don't like shooting from a sitting position," adds Dave, "but I dared not attempt standing. Moving my bow slowly this way and that, I could not get to where I could come to full draw and make a good shot. The big buck kept trying to figure things out as Dave tried to draw three times. The third time, Dave's bow tip hit the side of the tree stand and the sound reached the buck's ears. The deer blasted sideways and disappeared in some thick balsam firs. Dave may have lost out on that hunt by stepping in the wrong place. But one path where he's walked that he didn't lose was the hunt for eternal life through Jesus Christ. You also can find success in the ultimate of hunts, the one for eternal salvation. Contact us here at God's Great Outdoors by mail, phone, or email for a free booklet by Charlie Alsheimer called The Ultimate Hunt. You'll also receive a copy of The Greatest Hunt of All by Dwight Shue.
Did you enjoy that story? Do you know that you can get that story and 63 others in the book Hunting Blunders and the One That Got Away? Something that you can use yourself as a devotional, or you can get copies to give to those that God has placed on your heart that you know need to have a personal relationship with the Creator in the creation they love to enjoy. You can order copies through our web store at ggoutdoors.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-877-TALK-GGO. This book can make a difference in someone's life. Why don't you contact us and get a copy today?
We'd like to send you a Should Man Hunt? What Does the Bible Say? Bookmark. To get a free copy, go to the website to order at ggoutdoors.org.
Why don't you prayerfully consider joining us at one of the Fishers of Men retreats in Ontario, Canada. These are an hour drive above International Falls, Minnesota. You park your cars, hop onto float planes, and fly into Rushing Wind Retreat Center. A very comfortable setting, gourmet meals, hot showers, guest speakers, an opportunity for you to get out onto the water, enjoying fishing with friends and relatives who you wind up bringing and need Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. These five-day events with everything included, and this is also the flight in and out, are priced a third of what you normally would pay for these kinds of fishing adventures. Contact Rushing Wind at area code 715-683-2530 and consider who it is that you may wind up bringing, having the time of your life, building memories, and seeing them come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior, as you're using God's creation to change lives for eternity.
Thanks to today's guest, and especially to each one of you who listened to this program. We pray that we've helped equip you toward using your time in God's creation to change lives for eternity. Remember, use your recreation in the out-of-doors to share Jesus with others. I'm John Skillman, reminding you that no matter what you do in the out-of-doors in the way of activities or interest, there's no better way to benefit from God's great outdoors.